Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As we've been reporting, California is gearing up for another Trump presidency, and there are several policies where we could be under attack. For more, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And what issues and how will they be battled?
Well, it's going to be an interesting couple of years here because the leading issues are, of course, immigration, abortion, and climate change. Those are the big three that we hear the most about and where we cross swords with President Trump in the past. But this isn't the same California that when Donald Trump had his first presidency. Let's take a look, for example, at immigration, where the Trump is now talking about mass deportations. Well, it's a question about whether he can do it or not, but let's say he does it. If he does immigration raids and mass roundups, let's say in the lettuce fields of Salinas or in the vineyards of Napa, you know, you can bet there'll be a lot of resistance, especially from the agricultural industry, which makes money off of those workers. But, you know, be court challenges. But let's say he turns around and sends ICE into the Tenderloin to round up Honduran national drug dealers who have been a thorn in the side of the mayor of San Francisco and have helped to create the open-air drug markets. I'm not sure they're going to find the resistance that they had because the San Francisco now is trying to clean that up. But back then, they were saying that, no, even if you're arrested for selling fentanyl, you're governed by the city sanctuary policy. So San Francisco's changed on that. Let's go on to abortion. Trump has said he's not going to try to get a national abortion ban. If he holds to that word, the question will be, you know, what is he doing around the edges, making, you know, banning pills that or such from going out that can trigger abortions? That will be a court fight. And so we have some questions there also on climate change policies. Just for example, if he says we want more gas, we want more gas cars out there. We don't want the electric vehicle mandates that California has. Again, Gavin Newsom's on a bit of a hot spot because gas prices are high in California, and he's trying to keep them down, and people aren't buying the electric cars at the rate that he had thought so. So there's everybody's in a sort of a different box right now when it comes to what regulations and what policies that were screamed about then aren't necessarily easy to deal with now.
Phil, just briefly, can you touch on the relationship between Newsom and Trump?
It's contentious. It's contentious, but it's also compatible. Also comfortable in some ways. They're both, you know, showmen. They both know each other. They've worked together past, and they've battled each other the past in wildfires and other things. Yes, Donald Trump calls Gavin Newsom Gavin Newscum, and it goes, it can be very childish at times, but ultimately California still is the linchpin of the country and the economy, and as far as Republican donors go, so Trump can only push so far in the state before it starts pushing back in more ways than one.
All right, thanks, Phil, and Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.